You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today I am joined on air with Louise and Nicklin. How's it going?
Oh, hello. It's going good.
It's good. Thank you for joining me today this morning on The Breakfast Show. Now, you just released the single Thick. Congratulations on the release, I must say. I've been absolutely loving it so far since it's been out.
Oh, cool.
How does it feel to have the single released?
It feels really good because I've sort of been working on this stuff for quite a while now. So, I mean, this song's been kicking around for like kind of a few years, but just hadn't got around to recording it. So it's cool to, you know, actually get it out there.
Wow, yeah. And tell us a little bit about the track itself, some inspirations behind the song.
Well, this one's kind of like one of the more chaotic ones, I guess, from the album. It's like a little bit, kind of just went for it with all the little guitar noises and strange sounds and little riffs and things. And maybe it like has a little bit of inspo from like krautrock kind of, which is quite fun. Yeah. It's a really fun one to play as well.
Yeah, no, because I was listening and it kind of sounds a little bit heavier than your other stuff you've released, like quite a chuggy bass line at one point. But yeah, no, I've been really loving it. And I saw that it was produced along with Shane P. Carter, which is a very exciting collaboration. How did this kind of get organised?
I sort of met Shane a while ago just through music stuff, and then I ended up playing in Dimmer, one of his bands, and got to know him pretty well through that and work with him, and really liked the way he thought about music and kind of was, I don't know, the way he wrote music and talked about it when we were in the band. And I asked him maybe like 2 years, 18 months ago, if he wanted to produce my next album. And he was keen, which was absolutely a dream. Yeah. It's so cool to work with Shane. It's like 100 times better album for it, you know?
Yeah, that's very exciting. And you mentioned that you were playing a lot in Dimmer, and I saw that you've had some other collaborations with like Jasmine Mary, DC Maxwell, so you've been quite busy. Has this been like really difficult balancing all of these different projects alongside like getting the track released? Because you said it's been in the work for quite some time now.
Yeah. I think it's good, like, having other musical outlets or creative outlets, like, while you're working on your own album. Because it can be, like, you're in recording process or writing process, and means you're maybe not, like, performing that much, but I really enjoy performing, so it's nice to have these other bands that, like, I can do a little bit of touring and performing with. And it also is nice seeing how other people, like, kind of write music and delegate within their band and things, and it's like good inspiration when you're doing your own stuff as well.
Yeah, for sure. And now we've mentioned the album up and coming in, I think, August, late this year.
Yeah, August 23rd it'll come out.
Very excited for that. Highly anticipated album, because it's been a couple years since you've released your last album. Has the whole album as a whole been in the works for the last couple years, or was it just a few tracks that have been a longer process and the other ones came quicker? Or
yeah, kind of the whole album. Like, I feel like we were recording demos maybe like 2 years ago, and then some of the tracks on the album, maybe like half of them, were written 18 months, 2 years ago. But then some of them were written, there's like maybe two that were written in like November last year, just as we were like finishing up the recording and we, you know, replaced some other songs that were just not quite as good, got ditched and replaced with these other ones. So it's, the whole album's definitely been like in the works for quite a while, but the tracks vary in like how new they are.
Interesting. And I saw that it was recorded in the Coromandel Bush area, which sounds like quite a lush place to record an album. Is this something that like contributes to the music process, kind of getting away from the city to work on the album? Or
yeah, it's all very romantic, going away and recording an album. Yeah, we didn't actually finish it when we were out there, but we went away for maybe like 2 weeks and recorded it at a batch out that way. And it was cool to do it a bit more DIY, whereas like my first album we recorded it Roundhead, so it was like very studio, whereas this one's a bit of a mix. We did do some studio stuff later on, but yeah, I think like I can't really hear it because I feel like my ears aren't attuned to enough, but there's like other people can hear it, that there's like little cicadas in some of the tracks and stuff. Particularly in the drum tracks, because we had to record it with all the windows and doors open to stop all the like reflective sound. So
that's quite cool. Something to listen out for.
Yeah, but I actually can't hear it. I can't hear it in the tracks, but other people can.
Well, we'll definitely keep an ear out, turn it up really loud and try and listen out for the cicadas.
Yeah.
And I saw, so there's been a music video released alongside the newest track, Thick, and it's a very, very cool video for all the listeners out there. Go and check it out. It is, looks like it's been pulled from like an archive from the 70s. Can you tell us a bit about the production for the video?
I worked alongside some good friends, creative friends, Ellie Burns, Zoe Dunster, and we basically we kept having all these different ideas for the video, and then my friend moved into a new flat and it had this amazing aesthetic to the flat, and we decided to kind of lean into the 70s, kind of like particularly the strange food of the 70s, you know, like all this like jelly, like olives and ham and jelly and things, and like it just gives it this slightly unsettling, uncanny vibe, while also just kind of being colourful and 70s and kind of fun, but also kind of odd. And I really love that, when things are just like a little bit off, but you don't quite know why.
Yeah. No, it looks so good. I definitely see what you mean. I find the food very unsettling. Lots of jelly, which, I don't know, something about it. But I see what you mean. Definitely comes across well in the video. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat. Very excited for the album and love the single so far. But just on the note of New Zealand Music Month, what is one NZ artist that you've been especially loving lately?
Oh, goodness, on the spot.
Yeah.
New Zealand artist I've been loving. I'm biased because I play in their band, but I always love what Jasmine Mary is up to.
Yeah, beautiful.
They do a lot of really cool stuff, and they're always working on new music, and they always have dreams for other collaborations, which I love. You know, we've talked about starting a pop group together. Oh. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but I reckon Jasmine is a really, is pretty inspirational.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you again so much. For all the listeners out there, go and check out Louisa Nicklin's newest track and keep an eye and an ear out for the release of that album in August. But for now, anyway, here is Thick from Louisa Nicklin, the newest track. I hope you enjoy and keep it locked on Radio 1 91 FM.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.